here's a story from The World.
We begin today in India, where the anger of farmers is intensifying. Today, as India celebrated a national holiday, tens of thousands of farmers marched, rode horses, and drove tractors into India's capital, Delhi. The farmers stormed an iconic historic site, the Red Fort, a kind of take that to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For 2 months now, farmers across India have been protesting, peacefully for the most part. They're furious about new laws that remove fixed prices for their goods. Prime Minister Modi says the changes will benefit farmers. Farmers are not buying it. Vishwajit Singh is a Sikh American artist and activist. He works with United Sikhs, a human rights and humanitarian aid organization affiliated with United Nations. He joins us from New York. Well, Vish, one of the reasons we wanted to speak with you today is that your organization, United Sikhs, is very active on the ground at these protests in India. What kind of help are you providing?
We have been on the ground since October and November. Initially, very initially, there were needs for food, but very quickly that turned into medical needs. So these farmers have left their homes and traveled hundreds of kilometers to the border of the capital city of Delhi, and our teams have been providing medical services, ambulance services, urgent care needs, and subsequently water services. You literally have cities that have cropped up on the border of capital of Delhi with farmers from all over India camped there, need water for drinking, for washing, bathing, and cooking. We're providing those services. We're providing tent services for farmers to sleep and live in. Winter clothing. India is seeing one of the coldest winters in the last 50 years. And now you have issues of collecting trash and disposing of it. So we're actually helping with those as well. We are on the ground with over 150 team members and volunteers, including physicians and nurses who are serving the needs of farmers, including, I want to emphasize, even security forces who at times have come in, and we have provided services to them because our motto is recognize the human race as one. We serve any and everyone who is in need.
I'm just curious, though, are many of the protesting farmers sick?
A lot of them hail from the state of Punjab, and they happen to be Sikh, yes, but this movement really is national in scope. Its leadership in some ways has been by Punjab farmers who happen to be Sikh. A lot of they sort of really started first and foremost because Punjab also happens to be the breadbasket of India. It does produce certain foods that are used by the entire nation, and Indians know Punjab as a breadbasket. So, you know, they felt, the farmers in Punjab and Haryana, the neighboring state, felt that they were going to be impacted by these laws the most. So they have been at the forefront, but there are farmers from all over India who are supporting from far away and also on the borders of Delhi.
Your activism is often about identity and representation of Sikhs in the United States. What's moved you, Vish, to take such an active role in the farmer protests in India?
I was born in the United States in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., but my parents hailed from India. They hailed from the state of Punjab. Both my grandparents came from farming backgrounds, and I spent part of my childhood when I used to go back to India, my summers in the farmlands of Punjab, and I have a deep connection and much appreciation for what farmers do. I consider them essential, the most essential of workers. I call them real-life superheroes. You know, they feed us. In the images and videos that have come out in the past few months and are still coming out, I see my grandparents. All of them have passed away, but I keep seeing their faces in this protest, which is amazingly, there's a lot of old people in these protests, people in their 70s and 80s who have been there for weeks. And I'm just in awe of their sheer power and determination to be out there in the cold weather, out in the open, amidst a global pandemic, to stand up for their rights. How desperate they must be. There has to be something very substantial that they're standing up for.
Yeah, no, it is really impressive and impactful. So for people in the U.S. who've seen footage of tens of thousands of these Indian farmers protesting on foot and on top of tractors encircling the capital of Delhi, I mean, it's really dramatic. When you look more deeply, Vish, how do you see the American connection here beyond the experience that farmers feed us and some U.S. farmers have had this experience around pricing?
Protest movements, actually over the past few years, but especially last year, we've seen a lot of Black Lives Matter movements. You know, these might seem like very different issues, and they are different issues, but fundamentally, they are issues about equity and equality. One is race-based. The other is based on livelihood, farmers who are seeking economic justice. And I remind people, look, we have those similar issues here as well. But for us, racial equality is at the forefront. Income equality is not removed from that. That is part of the equation here in the United States too. And at some level, farmers are actually talking about income equality and safeguarding their livelihoods. So that is one of the conversations we don't tend to have a lot, but it's part of our national political conversation is income equality, right? I mean, that is there. And we've had people who, especially, I mean, in both parties, interestingly, in the US, that issue comes up. It's just that it sometimes gets overwhelmed by other issues, but income equality is something that we see here. It's a big issue in the United States, and it's a big issue, if not even a bigger issue in India.
Vishwajit Singh in New York. He's a Sikh American artist and activist. His organization, United Sikhs, has volunteers on the ground in India, helping the protesting farmers in Delhi. Vish, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.